What's going on, Packers fans? Welcome to your Packers Daily Chat. It's game day. The Packers taking on the New Orleans Saints tonight in preseason contest number 2. Won't be having a live watch party, but gut reactions will be up after the game. Hope you're all having a fantastic Friday wherever you are. Packers fans worldwide, that's what we do here. We talk Packers Monday through Friday on Packers Daily. Good to see everybody already mixing it up in the comments. Before we launch into the chat, let's give a shout out to our good friends over at Ticket King, shall we? Ticket King has been based in Wisconsin since 1992 and are staffed with experienced, friendly, and knowledgeable folks that can help you with anything Packers ticket related. They also partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgates and bus transportation to the games. They are open on game day for last minute tickets, upgrades, and they even have a drive-through window. You can head to the Cheesehead TV app and utilize the schedule where you'll find links to each individual game, both home and away. Ticket King is your home for Packers tickets. Make sure you check it out. Speaking of checking stuff out, if you're a regular here on the old YouTube, you may want to check out the Carry the G Club. That's right. We are kicking off the 2022 season with a brand new way for Packers fans worldwide to hang out with us here at Cheesehead TV. It's called the Carry the G Club. Members get custom loyalty badges showing how long they've been a club member attached to your name in all of our live streams and YouTube comments. Special Cheesehead TV emojis featuring Corey and myself, and access to our weekly virtual happy hour to come hang out and talk Packers all year long. Joining the Carry the G Club is as easy as tapping that join button you see on YouTube on desktop. Very impossible to do on mobile, but desktop, YouTube, join. That's what you want to do. Just hit the join button and you'll get everything that I just mentioned. And you get to hang out every week and talk Packers with fans worldwide. It's a lot of fun. We do it every week. It'll be mostly Tuesdays going forward now that we're getting into the season-type schedule. A lot of fun this past week. Hope to see you all there next week as well. What's up, everybody, in the comments section? Everybody mixing it. Mark is here. What's up, Mark? How are you? It's Zach Tom Bombadil season. You better believe it. Check this out. Come on now. Look at that. Zach Tom Bombadil is said to be able to control and bend his surroundings to his own will. Look at that drawing from Brent, our resident artist here at Cheesehead TV. He absolutely knocked that out of the park. That t-shirt is available at the Cheesehead TV store. If you go to cheeseheadtv.com and hit the shop button at the top of the page, you'll be taken to our merch shop and you'll find it there along with a ton of other stuff, including this shirt I'm wearing today. Zach Tom Bombadil, baby. Gonna watch him tonight with great interest, as Palpatine might say. Crossing my nerdsdom, my nerd references right there. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? Hope you're doing well, man. Okay, since the Packers haven't changed anything, if something had to change, what would it be? The name, the logo, or the stadium? Since the Packers are all about history, it would be hard to see one go. Joseph, I think you've nailed the reason it probably will never change. They do like to hold on to their history, celebrate it. I know a lot of the fan base is very traditionalist, and there would be a mini uproar if they ever changed the uniforms. That, I have no doubt. And the name. Name? You're not changing the name. The stadium, the thing I always talk about with Dream Drive and things of that nature, the whole reason I can tolerate it is because they don't sell the naming rights to Lambeau Field. If they ever did, I'd be nonplussed. I would be very upset. Good day from London. Good day from New York, Dale. I hope you're doing well, buddy. Good to see you hanging out. Enjoy the game tonight if you're able to stay up and watch it. I know that's pretty late on your side of the pond. Matt, thanks for the super chat. 12 in for a series? Oh, tonight? Hell no. I mean, maybe. Maybe they'll surprise us, but I'll be absolutely shocked if we don't see another 30 guys in street clothes, much like we did last week. Maybe they mix in a few guys who weren't able to or didn't play last Friday night, but I'd be absolutely shocked if we saw Rodgers tonight. Illinois, thanks for checking out the stream on Twitch. I could see us altering the logo slightly at some point, but that's about it. That'd be a big move. I mean, maybe. Who knows? They've had that logo since what, Lombardi? You know, it's the Packers. I can't imagine they would ever mess with it, but you never know. Nags, once again, Packers have no wide receivers. Wahaha, Brandy. Well, we'll just let everyone keep thinking that. And then we'll come out and score 30 every week. And everyone will be like, how can they score 30 every week? They have no wide receivers. Can't wait. Cannot wait. If a Packers defender was to win Defensive Player of the Year this year, who would it be, Nags? I'm going to go with Jair, actually. If he starts holding on to more interceptions, he'd have a real shot at it. Obviously, the last time a Packer did it was Charles Woodson, another member of the defensive secondary. I think Rashawn Gary probably has an outside shot. But to me, Jair would be the one who would probably most likely get that nod. Hey, Nags, just joined Carry the G Club. Been following you since 2012. Football tonight on my birthday. Go Pack Go. A bearded Yeti. Thanks for joining the Carry the G Club and happy birthday. Hope you have a lovely birthday planned out tonight outside of whatever the Packers are doing. Have a great time carrying the G, man. Shadid, what's up? How you doing? Amar's here. What's up, Amar? There you go. Game day, baby. Let's go. Come on now. Any chance of Watson playing tonight? I'd, again, be very surprised. They've started bringing him along slowly past, like, walkthrough stuff, but I would be very, very surprised if he's a go tonight. That doesn't mean he won't be. Maybe they do get him out there for a little, handful of reps, but I'd be surprised if he's out there tonight. I would suspect they bring him along with the expectation that he would play the final preseason game, but we'll see. I've said it once. I've said it 100 times. Who needs receivers when the opposing offense can't even get past midfield? Hashtag D-train. That's what I'm talking about. See? That's what I'm talking about. Any of the ones starting on D tonight? Donnie, we won't have the kind of official word of who's suiting up for another couple hours yet. But again, I'd be shocked if any of the real frontline guys, maybe Quay Walker, we'll see some time, much like he did last Friday night. But outside of that, I can't imagine like Stokes or Jair, Amos, etc. will get much, if any, action tonight. Michael, thank you for the super chat. Cassidy Hill said the other day that Bob Tonyan wants to be called Big Daddy T. Slow your roll, Bob. CHTV has the OG Big Daddy. Oh, I like Big Daddy T. That's good. I'll call him Big Daddy T. I mean, we got Big Dog. Now we get Big Daddy T. I still like Big Bob Tonyan. Big Bob is always my go-to, but I can adapt. I want to see Wyatt ball out. I hear you, David. I know they held him out last Friday night, precautionary mostly. I would love to see him get like 12 to 15 reps and watch him kind of wreck things up front against the Saints. That'd be a lot of fun. So funny watching Bears fans treat the preseason like the regular season. Hey, man, it's all they got. Let them be. They're having fun watching their team play in a preseason game against the Seahawks, who also looked completely inept. Yeah, man, just let them have it. It's their Super Bowl. It's all good. Nags, I think Love is starting to put it together, get it together. Brandy, I agree. I very much agree. Any word on Savage's health? Michael, we talked a little bit about that the other day. There's nothing updated as far as reporting around it or, provided by the team. They don't have to say anything during the preseason. They don't have to give injury updates at all until the regular season starts. But I said yesterday, I'd be surprised if we see him prior to the week leading up to the Vikings game week one. They've done the installs. He knows his assignments. He knows the scheme. There's very little upside to getting him out there prior to the beginning of preparations for week one. So I would expect him to be sat down and kind of on the shelf until then. You just with a hamstring, why risk it? The worst thing you can do is get out there a little bit too early and re-aggravate it and have it become a season-long thing you have to manage. There's no reason to do it, especially for some handful of preseason snaps. But once they start prepping for the week one game, putting in the game plan and things like that, then I think we'll probably see him back on the practice field. Saw Kenny Stills rumored today. Any traction to that or just speculating? Nate, I know he had tweeted out over the clip of Randall Cobb saying, doesn't matter what the rookies or young receivers think about Aaron Rodgers' approach. That's just the way it's done. And if you don't do it, then we're going to find someone else. And he did a raising hand emoji. I think that's just a player stumping for himself. I don't think it's even a rumor. And I get it, man. He's a free agent and loves the idea of coming to Green Bay and chasing a ring with Aaron Rodgers, catching balls from Aaron Rodgers. That's a lot of fun. But, if the Packers were going to sign him, they would have done it by now. And they want to see these young guys develop. They'll give these guys every opportunity. Now, if there were to be a string of injuries at the position, then that's the call they probably make. If not to Kenny, then to someone like that. But yeah, I don't think there's any kind of fire underneath that smoke. Nagler, where does the Motel Men group name come from? Phil, this is true. I literally just wanted it to sound like the Pet Shop Boys, except they had grown up. So I found alliteration in Motel Men, and I like the name. Ben and I both liked it, and we stuck with it. Kenny Stills will always be an 80s Packers safety to this guy. Dawson Wright, I legit had that thought today when I saw people were talking about him on Twitter. I'm like, well, that's random. Oh, right, it's a receiver. I totally hear you, dude. Us olds. Hope the receivers hold on to the ball. Yeah, that would be nice, right? Especially so it doesn't ricochet and become an interception. That would be great. Nags, you taking the over or under for 800 yards for Romeo this year? I'll take under. I think he'll be productive. I'd say probably like 450, 500 is probably a little bit more realistic. You know, handful of touchdowns. I don't know, 4 or 5, something like that. Maybe. But yeah, 800 feels like a lot. Next time you say Big Bob Tonyan, say it like Johnny Olson, Roddy, and Rich Field said it in The Price is Right. Big Bob Tonyan. I like it. Dobbs for 90 and a TD. What, tonight? Sure. Let's go just under 90. Let's go 73 yards and a touchdown. What's realistic for this defense in 2022? Pain. No, I don't know. Realistic. They can be a dominant force. They can win football games. They can absolutely set up the offense with field position and turnovers. You know, I know everyone wants to label it, oh, it's going to be a top three, or it's going to be top five, or it better be a top 10. It has every possibility of being a top 10 defense. There's no doubt about that. I just want to see the situational stuff be improved from last year, whether that's red zone, you know, some of the third down stuff, the struggles they had against mobile quarterbacks at times. I mean, they shut some guys down earlier in the year, and then they completely let other guys run all over them. Like, just a little bit more consistency. That's what I'm looking for. I mean, as far as like what the rankings will be, that all sorts itself out, and I don't really care. It's about week-to-week consistency and improving in the areas where you struggled last year. Because make no mistake, until you show that you've improved in those areas, the offensive coordinators will like be attacking those things and trying to take advantage of you in the places where you were weak, you know, and seeing right away, okay, well, yeah, have they improved here? Do they know, you know, have they gotten better? Are they developing, etc.? Until you show that you fixed it or you have an answer, they're going to keep asking that question. Nagler, is there a reason that Fritz Schirmer didn't get the job when Holmgren left? I mean, that's quite a question. It's a really good one. A lot more involved than I can probably get into here, but Ron Wolf always said that he wanted someone with head coaching experience to take the job after Holmgren departed. And that's why Ray Rhodes got the gig. And you know, you can quibble with the idea, and obviously it was one and done, and then they moved on to Mike Sherman. But yeah, he wanted someone who had been a head coach in the NFL before. And never forget, Rhodes had won NFL Coach of the Year in Philadelphia. True story, which is kind of crazy to think about with his 8-8 campaign in Green Bay. But that is like a very simplified version of what happened there. Carl, thank you for the super chat. Just an appreciation, super chat, Nags. Thanks for all you and Cheesehead TV crew do. Go Pack. Thank you, Carl. Greatly appreciate it, man. Hope you're having a great weekend. All I want from the D this year is to hear Joe Buck yell pick six more. Well, Kat, they only play on Monday night one time. That's right. Joe Buck is on ESPN. He and Aikman have moved. So you won't be hearing Joe Buck that much this year. You'll be hearing during Packers games. But you will hear him call the Rams game, that Monday nighter. But that's the only one. Was there anything more fun than those Holmgren years? Oh, man. It was a magic time. Kids today, they don't know. They don't understand, like, the way it felt. Just the way it felt, especially that 96 season, when you just knew they were the best team in the league. You just knew it. From that first nationally televised game, I've told the story before, Edgar Bennett hauls in, like, a 30-yard wheel route up the right sideline against the Eagles, and I just knew it. I was just like, this is the team. This is it. No one can stop this team. You know? Yeah, they had their issue middle of the year with injuries, but didn't really matter. still the number one offense, still the number one defense, still insane special teams with Desmond Howard. I mean, you just knew. It was so insane. And just watching them get to that point, those Sunday afternoons back when they still played a lot of noon games, crisp fall afternoons, watching Favre kind of come and develop and, you know, become the great quarterback that he became. It was just a magical time, man. Leroy Butler, Reggie's hump move. Man, even this tough stuff, even like the losing in Dallas year after year in the playoffs, but you could see they were getting better every year. You were knocking on the door, just had to get over that hump. Or the troubles they had in Minnesota. Don't forget that. The year they won the Super Bowl, they still lost in Minnesota. Minnesota was a house of horrors for them. You know, things like that. It was just, the whole time was just amazing to watch them go from this completely inept franchise when I was a kid to, okay, they've got something here in the quarterback. They've got a defense. They're starting to score a little bit. They're starting to move the ball a little bit with some consistency. You know, Antonio Freeman, Robert Brooks, the whole thing. Edgar Bennett, Dorsey Levens was like a revelation. When at first he was a fullback. People forget. They forget he was a fullback. And then all of a sudden they started running him. And I was like, wait a second. Wait, this kid can run. He can catch? Wait, what? And then he just became one of the best players in the league. Yeah, that was a magical time, man. Magical time. Will Quay Walker help with mobile QBs? Shallow, I would think so, especially given his sideline-to-sideline ability. You know, we've heard Aaron talk a number of times this camp about how things close down real quick with his defense, and Quay is a part of that equation as far as, you know, the addition of his speed, being able to move. You know, no matter what hash mark he's starting on, he's getting to the sideline no matter where the ball is. I think he'll certainly help his athleticism. I don't think he'll be much of a traditional spy in the sense of like, okay, you've got the quarterback, but his athleticism should definitely help in that regard. TKM, good to see you at your post, buddy. Thanks for the super chat. Remember Brett Favre's radio interview after he was a starter? Just stick with me, Kitty Fund. Oh, we used to have that as an audio bump on transplants way back in the day. Like way back in the day, Corey had put together this like montage of audio clips, and that literally was one of them. Just he was like, you just gotta be patient, but I promise I can show I'm worth the number one pick. His little southern drawl. Oh, again, just magical times. Larry, thanks for joining the Carry the G Club. Greatly appreciated. Welcome aboard. Thanks for throwing down, buddy. So how do you think Davante Adams feels about going to a team where his car always breaks down? Get it, Jennifer? Ba-dum-bum-psh. Jennifer's here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Tip your waitress. Try the veal. Phil, thank you for the super chat. Can we challenge you on Twitch in Super Tecmo Bowl? If so, sign me up. Oh, Phil, this is fun. I like this idea. I got to get Super Tecmo Bowl. What system? But yes, I'm all down with that. I'd love me some Super Tecmo Bowl. That's fun. So it's a kitty fund instead of a puppy fund. What changed? Nothing's changed. All will be revealed prior to week one. Whatever fund you need. I mean, if you want it to be a turtle fund, that's fine. Whatever you think Olive should have, that's the fund. If a team offered a second-round pick right now for Jordan Love, do you think the Packers would take it? Right now? Doubtful. After the season? Possible. We shall see. Bo Jackson in the Tecmo Bowl was a cheat code. You got that right, Brandy. No doubt about it. Derek Carr will end Adams' career. I don't know about all that, guys. I think Carr is probably better than most fans give him credit for. He's obviously not Aaron Rodgers, but I think he's going to be pretty damn productive with the weapons they've put around him. Again, he's not – I don't think he's a great quarterback, but I think he's pretty damn good. He's a good NFL quarterback, no doubt. Believe that Love has shown enough that next year Packers will sign him to an extension. Well, Jeff, I mean, that's a lot. That's easier said than done. I mean, at some point, Jordan's going to want to play. Just sign him to an extension to sit around forever if Aaron keeps playing. That's what's so kind of, you know, tied in knots here in regards to the decision-making, because it's partly how Jordan looks this year and what Aaron's decision is after the season. Do they win a Super Bowl? If they win a Super Bowl, Aaron maybe retires and rides off into the sunset, and then they hand the reins to Jordan. They exercise the fifth-year option, and away they go. And then they probably talk extension at some point. But if Aaron says, I'm coming back, it's hard to see Jordan Love wanting to sign on board to be a backup for another year or two. He wants to go play somewhere, most likely, would be my guess. I mean, maybe not. You know, I've been surprised before, but I got to think 3 years sitting on the bench, you're not willingly signing up for two or three more years of that, would be my guess. Carl, thanks for the super chat. Lord Nags, my clear memory of that Holmgren time was the, oh no, don't throw it, don't throw it. Then what a throw by Favre, heart attacks. Yeah, there was a lot of that. I mean, that's why I got into it with someone on Twitter last Friday night because they were talking about Jordan Love and how awful those interceptions were. And I'm like, you want to see awful interceptions? Go watch the first couple of years as Favre as a starter. And everyone jokes that, oh, he did that his whole career. Like, no, 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 no. The interceptions he threw, like his first two or three years as a starter, were infinitely worse than the stuff he did later in his career. I mean, just some of the dumbest shit you've ever seen on a football field. You know, but it was part of his process, part of his growth and development because of how much he needed to be reined in. And that's what made him and Holmgren so special. You know, there's that famous clip of Holmgren on the sideline during a game getting ready to put in Mark Brunell. You know, he was that close, right? It all works in concert. What's the next best tailgate scene with no lot one? Bart Starr Plaza? Jay, yes. Head over to the rec center. They got all sorts of stuff going on over there now. The Bart Starr thing, the Bart Starr Plaza tailgate is awesome. I know they have a new thing coming out this year called the Pit Stop, where you don't need a ticket because, like, the Bart Starr tailgate, you need to buy a ticket. And I think it's, like, kind of an all-inclusive thing. But at the Pit Stop, you can literally just roll by and pick up a beer and chat for a little bit and then keep going. But, yeah, that area is probably where you're going to want to be. Who knows? Maybe Lot 9 turns into something because I know a lot of the Lot 1 folks are being displaced there. But, yeah, as far as, like, things right now that I know will be hopping, yeah, the Bart Starr Plaza's part of it and the Pit Stop at Rush Center, that's going to be where it's at. Mark, thanks for the super chat. Pizza Night Fun. Thanks, buddy. Really appreciate it. TKM, thanks for the super chat. How about Aaron Rodgers moving to the front office after they win it all? Director of Public Relations. Whatever fun. Love you. Thanks, TKM. Yeah, no. I think Aaron's going to be hell and gone when he retires. I don't think he's going to be sticking around anytime soon. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Enjoy the game tonight. I'll talk to you guys later. Go Pack, go.